Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Okay, so we got this sent to us. Am I the jerk at 1037kissfm.com? It's so funny, DZ. And even though it's not, like, I got mad, but it's funny.
It's humorous, even though it could cause a little frustration.
She said, is my husband the jerk for intentionally waking me up? And I'm going to use a real name, Amanda, because forget him. Forget your husband, Amanda.
Okay, Amanda.
Maybe I'm jumping to conclusions. Here's what she said. She said, Allie and DZ, so get this. My husband, I, and our four-year-old went on a road trip, camping trip to Niagara Falls.
Fun.
I had just gotten done with my four-hour drive, and we pulled over, got gas, figured our lives out, and got back on the road.
I know what that's like.
Totally get it. Yep. About 40 minutes into that, my husband is driving, and I decide it's a good time for me to take a rest, my beauty sleep. So I hit the hay, whatever you'd like to call it. Not shortly thereafter, I hear the vibration of the rumble strips on the freeway. Not a problem. Let me go back to sleep. Then 30 seconds later, I hear again. Then another few seconds again. I open my eyes and see
you
my husband.
Asleep?
No, he's staring right at her, smiling. At this moment, this fool has the audacity to ask me to get him a snack out of the bag because he was hungry.
Okay.
Oh, hell no.
I've been there, man. Fair enough.
Is my husband the jerk for using the rumble strips to wake me up for a snack?
Ooh.
I mean, he probably knows you don't respond too kindly to the sound of his voice when you're sleeping.
I wrote her back. I said, what a jerk. That's exactly what I wrote. I don't normally write. I wrote, what a jerk. Unbelievable. Really, dude? Really? It would have been game on. I know we're not looking for solutions, but yeah. I would have done the same to him when he was sleeping. Now it's on.
Oh, yeah.
What a jerk move.
And why don't you have the snacks, you know, set aside, ready to go so that you can reach him?
That's his dummy
in
fault.
The driver's seat. And even as the passenger, bruh, set up your driver. Set the snacks up. Hey, what are you going to want?
Because
I'm about to sleep.
And
I don't need to be woke up.
I don't want to say it's a single mom and me. Everyone should know this. You set up the snacks and the drinks and everything before you take off.
Yeah.
Everything you need on the trip needs to be close.
But then when you've got a passenger next to you, and you know that they're there to handle.
You put it right behind in the seat behind you because only have one kid.
It's got to go passenger side for sure.
Yeah.
But they didn't do any of this.
They didn't do any
clearly. Clearly she had the bag at her feet. Clearly the bag was behind him, the driver or something. Or it was far enough in the reach for the four-year-old so the four-year-old could get snacks.
See, this way I don't want to get married again. I don't need this in my life. The stuff you guys do to each other.
But, using the rumble strips, there has to be a reason.
What a jerk.
Because otherwise, you got to reach over and go, baby, psst, I'm sorry. Hey. Unless she goes, every time she hears your voice. Because then
guy.
I'm using the rumble strips.
You are not.
Whoops. Are you awake now?
My
you
kids,
mind grabbing me the Takis?
My kids get scared when I hit them. I'm like, oh, it's fine. They're like, oh, what was that? dad. I'm like, we're fine. His mom was just looked down for a second. Just don't worry about it.
My attention level dropped for just a half second, but we good to go.
Dude, to intentionally use the rumble strips to wake up your sleeping wife who already drove for 4 hours, you're a jerk, my guy.
I forgot she drove.
They're driving all the way back from Niagara Falls. Now, granted, they only have one, and we all know one is not that hard.
One
now
is easier than two.
When you have more than one, you know one's actually a walk in the park.
Once you get to three, you kind of like,
screw that.
But
once you get to two, you want to cry, okay? One's manageable. But the point is, they went on this trip. He's, you know, now driving, and he's waking her up to get him a snack.
Yeah.
I'm so annoyed with this guy.
You got to wake him up. You can't reach and put yourself in an unsafe situation as the driver. And what if that snack is what's keeping him awake?
Forget him. That's what.
Fair enough.
Thing keeping him awake is messing with his wife. That's what's keeping him awake. All right, 414-533-1037. I feel like this is obvious, but I just know somebody's going to find some way to defend this guy.
It's
like
me.
You, DZ. Like you.
Not the jerk.
Cut it out of here. Are you kidding me?
I said what I said. You got to wake him up somehow.
All right, we're going to take your texts and your calls next.
Okay, who's the jerk? 103.7
KISS FM. I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
So, Amanda sent us a message and wants to know if her husband's the jerk for intentionally waking her up on their drive back from camping at Niagara Falls.
How else do you wake somebody up for snacks?
You get them yourself. But this guy decided he was going to hit the rumble strips on the freeway and wake her up not once, but twice. This guy.
He sure did.
All just to say,
I need a snack. Can you help me out?
Unbelievable. You know, let's go to Melissa and Kenosha on too.
Like theme song, Melissa?
I think so. Let's hope so. I didn't ask. I just said, okay.
No, you're right. It is theme song.
Oh,
Melissa.
Thank God.
Good.
I just threw it in the air and guessed. Hey,
otherwise,
girl.
Somebody was getting your theme song.
You called 5 days in a row, and then you didn't call for a while, and I forgot what your song was, and now you're back.
Oh,
so.
No.
It's okay.
I'm back now.
Melissa, you're back, and is he the jerk for intentionally waking her up with the rumble strips?
Yes. Yeah.
Thank you. Didn't let you finish. Well, did we need to?
Yes. Yes. Why is he the jerk?
Yeah, come on.
Because you know for a fact, us women said, do you need anything? I'm going to take a nap for a little bit.
Do we know?
Do you need anything before I fall asleep?
Yes, we know. Let's be real.
No, I'm good. And then he hit the damn rumble strips because he got hungry.
I think he hit the rumble strips because he was bored and thought it'd be funny. And that's his own problem. Learn to listen to our podcast or something when you're bored and driving. There's all up on the internet. You can listen to them all day, every day. You have hours of entertainment.
That is a good suggestion.
Tell your husband to get in.
Because you know she let him sleep. Well, she was driving.
Of course,
do we know? We're making a lot of assumptions
because we know she wouldn't have written in. Yeah.
Yep. Exactly.
Yeah.
And he wanted somebody to talk to. Mm-hmm. That's it. You men need somebody to talk to.
Which is ironic because normally they don't want to talk. It's only when we don't want to talk. The irony.
So when we're driving,
sleeping. Yeah, you're bored, basically.
Y'all are funny with this one, man.
Fine.
Listen, there is nobody more fun to mess with than your significant other. And if you say that that's false, you are lying.
Mm.
You know how to push their buttons.
I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
So why not hit the rumble strip for the one time and then be like, will you hand me a muffin?
Because it was the two time, DZ.
I love you.
It wasn't the one time.
I love you.
So mad.
Melissa, I'm mad too. Thank you for calling. Have a great day.
Bye. Bye. Much love.
I'm not even married. Nobody woke me up. I'm mad. I'm like living through this woman. Like, he did what?
You mad with Amanda, not for Amanda.
I feel like we're at the bar and I'm going off with her over a drink. Like, he did what?
It's kind of what we're doing.
He did what?
Girl,
he did not.
And what happened next?
Fine. Let's go to Jennifer and Brown Deer next. We'll see what she thinks. Hi, Jennifer. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Hey.
Is he the jerk for intentionally waking up his wife with the rumble strips twice to get him a snack?
Twice.
I will say this. He is absolutely the jerk, but he is a funny jerk because I actually laughed when you were saying that. Pretty funny and probably something I would do, honestly, but...
And you know that's how they play.
I still think he's the jerk.
And now I regret it because we're giving people ideas and now their spouses are going to hate us because they're going to be like, well, I heard it on Allie and DZ.
It's a funnier way to wake you up than just waking you up.
I'm going to screw with you some more. Get married, they said. It'll be fun. They'll wake you up.
They did say it was fun. Yep.
Liars, no. All right, thanks for calling, Jennifer.
I like it.
Of course. Have a great Monday, guys.
You too, bye.
Bye. Yeah, well, when she wakes you up with the rumble strips, I'll remind you.
messing with each other is part of the fun, bro. It is. I don't know.
It is. It is for sure. All right, last but not least, let's go to the married woman, also in Kenosha. A lot of Kenosha people today. Bella is calling. She's got her own theme song called 5 Days in a Row. Hey, girl.
Buenos dias.
Epa, buenos dias.
Buenos dias. So, Bella, you're newly married. Is this funny? Is this funny to you?
I mean, it is kind of funny.
Thank you. So, not the jerk.
Unbelievable.
No. He's still a big jerk, let me tell you.
Thank God.
One of the first things that my mom even and myself told Mike when I met him was, don't wake me up if I'm asleep.
Yeah, I get that.
Rule number one, yeah. Plus, what was he going to do if she wasn't in the car? He would have had to stay hungry.
Well, the snacks would have been in the passenger seat then had she not been in the car.
True.
He probably wouldn't even remember to bring snacks, let's be honest.
Mm-hmm. Well,
so it was funny, but the double tap on the rumble strip, that's what did me in.
This guy, I can't with this guy. Okay, fine. So it's clearly a jerk, but he's a funny jerk. And I don't think we've ever had that kind of an ending on Am I the Jerk where we go, he's a jerk, but he's a funny jerk.
Yeah, at least he was smiling when he did it, right? Mm-hmm.
I'm laughing with y'all, bro. This is good.
You guys are funny. All right. Well, do that to Mike next time you guys are road tripping. Okay, Bella?
Oh, you know I will.
Please do.
Good talk. Thanks for calling, Bella. Love you.
Love you.
Bye. Much love.
Oh, man. All right. So it's a jerk for intentionally waking up his wife with the rumble strips to get a snack for him because he'd only been driving 40 minutes. It was her time to sleep from Niagara Falls.
Vacuum sealed jerk. And it's crazy how we got all women on the phone today.
Well, fine. I mean, but he also woke up the 4-year-old. Did we not want to talk about that at all?
Did he wake up the 4-year-old?
Well, they were driving with their 4-year-old. I mean, I love it how she didn't even talk about the kid.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Kid didn't care. Kid didn't notice.
Kid was on the iPad like, whatever.
Kid was either asleep or on that iPad for
true.
Sure.
I know. We don't know the time of day.
Nah.
Because if it was like the middle of the night, then it really would have been a fight.
Yeah.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah. If it's dark outside, yeah, we got problems, big fella.
Oh, well. Jerk.
Jerk.
Clearly.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.